The School of Grace, Lesson 1, To Deny. Titus 2:11, For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Having graduated from the schoolmaster law by our substitute, who aced the test for us, Christ Jesus the Lord, we now come to his school of grace. Christ is a teacher. Did ever a man speak and teach like this man? When men say of Christ, he was a great teacher, they are not wrong. He is the best teacher ever. And grace and truth is what he instructs us with. And it is said of Christ that he was full of grace and truth. So then what are the lessons of grace and truth? The first lesson that we learn is to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. You see, the law showed you that you were full of ungodliness and worldly lusts, but grace teaches and enables you to deny those things. Deny yourself and take up your cross. That is what grace teaches us. It's similar to a baby or a young child. From an early age, you teach them the concept of no. That no is to deny yourself. It is to deny the lust that you have or the things that you want. It is to tell you no. The first thing that God's grace teaches us is no. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. That is what grace teaches us. It is one of the first and primary lessons. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Grace teaches us what we must deny, and empowers us to do it. For those who think the rigidity of the law is sufficient, then they have never been to the school of grace, because grace as a teacher is a far better teacher than law. Why, Jesus sets you down himself and teaches you, how then shall we live? Well, you must first and foremost live by faith. The strength of my denial and ability to do so only comes by the power of my great teacher, my substitute. It's Christ liveth in me. Christ, you see, he perfectly denied himself and taught me to follow him. And the first lesson of grace is that he, Christ, denied himself, despising the shame, and went to the cross. So then denying ungodliness and worldly lusts for the Christian, Christ had no sin, so he needed not to deny any sin because he had none. But for us, for the Christian, one of the primary lessons of the new pupil in the school of grace teaches me that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. We must never lose sight that the school of grace is nothing more than the school of Christ, and we will learn from him and about him and through him for all eternity. So then we first learn that we must cast off in order to put on new things in our lives. But first, grace teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, to be done with them. Anything is worldly that consumes me and cools my passions for Christ and my lessons in the school of grace. It is ungodly and worldly lusts. Anything that I cannot do in Christ's name is ungodly and worldly lusts. Fleshly lusts, Peter calls them, which war against the soul. Youthful lusts, Paul calls them. Be they sensual or not, they are to be done away with as pupils in the school of grace. Cast them off, deny them in the mind and the body. Dear Christian, are there things that you need to deny? Are there things that you need to walk away from? I encourage you with these lessons from the school of grace, this first and most important lesson, to tell yourself no, to deny yourself.